This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. There's an old saying that pride cometh before the fall. But in the age of social media, pride doesn't just come before the fall. It broadcasts the coordinates of that fall to federal law enforcement. Stick with me at the very end of this video because we're going to take a look at the viral video that's caused an uproar among American taxpayers, and we're going to see exactly what the Trump administration is doing in response. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Now, some of you may have seen this video, a Somali man mocking and ridiculing the very American taxpayers whose generosity serves as the entire reason for him being here in the first place.
Ha ha, you work all day, you don't got shit. Thank you for working so hard so I can be home all day, free. I can use my EBT. Go to work for me, white boy, white girl. Yeah, go to work for me, you f***ing white animals. F***ing work for me. Yeah, you work for me. And the U.S. government is they work for me. All of you work for me. Now go to work. Pay them taxes. Take care of me and my people. All right? This is my land. I control this place. This is my reality. You all going to be enchained. I'm going to lock all you guys up if you don't pay your taxes. You better fucking pay your taxes.
Now, needless to say that video has gone viral for all the wrong reasons. Far from appreciation and gratitude, we're treated there to a specific type of callous bravado. Again, this isn't the kind of quiet respect and indebtedness that you would expect from a refugee who escaped a war zone and is thankful for safety for himself, for his family. No. No, far from it. It's literally a spit in the face of every single American taxpayer that gets up every morning and works hard and plays by the rules. It's the arrogance of someone who views the host nation not as a savior, but as a resource to be extracted, literally pillaged. He mocks the American work ethic. He mocks the very mechanism, taxation, that puts food on his table. And it is the quintessential demeanor of what's referred to today as post-Americanism. And that's where American citizens are treated with such disdain and derision precisely because we are perceived as belonging to a systematically unjust and racist society. One of the reasons why we're considered so unjust and racist is because we as a nation supposedly rose to prominence by exploiting and abusing indigenous populations. And so justice requires that America be repopulated with the very populations we supposedly exploited and pillaged. And so from this vantage point, this post-American vantage point, opening up our borders, right, particularly the southern border for the last 4 years under bumbling Biden, that was actually an act of justice because it allowed our nation to be pillaged by the very people who we supposedly originally pillaged. And that invitation to pillaging is open to all third world nations, including Somalia. And what you just saw there in that video is the quintessential sentiment of this very post-Americanism that has completely infested and infected the Democrat Party. More on that in a moment. But the problem for this guy is that the very taxpaying American citizen that he's mocking there has had enough. The only thing more powerful than the compassion and generosity of the American taxpayer is the open and public betrayal of that compassion and generosity. And that's exactly what we're seeing today.
Shields up and guns drawn, Ring surveillance video shows more than a dozen armed federal agents descending on a Burnsville home on Saturday. A woman who lives there tells Fox 9 multiple Latino people who rent rooms there were arrested by ICE after being followed home from the store. A portion of the video shows one man being taken down in the driveway and another woman running inside to her child. We're told the four people taken into custody are now being held in immigration facilities out of state. That includes the parents of a seven-year-old boy.
That's Minneapolis media lamenting on the mass ICE raids that are swarming throughout their liberal city. ICE officials are turning the sanctuary city policies of this woke city in on themselves. They're turning it against them. What the legacy media is actively trying to hide from you is that one of the reasons why ICE has to go into neighborhoods like that and go into homes is precisely because sanctuary cities like Minneapolis refuse to allow their law enforcement to detain illegal migrants upon request from ICE. And with those detainers ignored, the illegals are set free into the community. And so ICE has to find them. The problem for these woke liberals is that when ICE does find them, they're arresting every illegal they find in their proximity. When they go into a home and arrest a criminal, you know, a violent, somebody was arrested that they have records of, illegal migrant, they're going to arrest every illegal migrant in that home. So the Minneapolis media can whine and complain all they want. They're the ones allowing this to happen. If those illegals on camera were kept detained by officials as requested by ICE, ironically, far less people would be getting deported right now. So they only have themselves to blame. But that's only because the legacy media, when all is said and done, they don't report news. They report narratives. What's sold as neutral reporting is too often activism in disguise, crafted to guide perception rather than reveal truth. And so as a result, millions are waking up to the realization that the news is broken. But it doesn't have to stay that way. And luckily, there is a solution. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 news sources and makes it easy to understand what's happening. But what really makes it powerful is its transparency. You don't just see the stories. You see the political bias behind every source, the ownership ties, the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over a million people have downloaded Ground News. Check it out for yourself at ground.news/Steve. You know, my favorite feature is the blind spot feed because it shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle, but barely mentioned on the other. I mean, it's the clearest way to see media bias in action. So, for example, here's a story the left is completely ignoring. It's about border czar Tom Homan confirming that DHS is actively investigating whether Representative Ilhan Omar committed immigration fraud by allegedly marrying her brother. So the left doesn't want to have to actually try to explain the inexplicable gaps and inconsistencies in Omar's documentation and public records. Now, of course, right-wing media ignores its share of stories too, but now you'll know. With every story, Ground News shows you the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. It's literally everything the corporate media doesn't want you to see. And right now, you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to all the features that I personally use for just $5 a month. Just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link in the description, or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. This is a lesson for every guest in our nation. Hospitality is not unconditional. When you see ICE operations ramping up, understand that this isn't random cruelty. It is the restoration of order. A country that tolerates open mockery of its own citizens is a country in terminal decline. A country that enforces its boundaries and demands respect is a country on the rise. And that's exactly what the latest polls are showing. According to the latest YouGov poll, just 18% of American citizens want immigration increased. 18%. A plurality want immigration stopped completely, or at least dramatically reduced. And perhaps most stunningly, given the legacy media's penchant for pushing narrative over news, most stunningly, Latinos are more hostile to immigration than the general U.S. population. 40% of Latinos want immigration decreased, while 30%, a plurality, the general population, wants immigration decreased. It's one of the reasons the Democrats are in a polling freefall. Did you see this? The latest Quinnipiac poll has Democrats down to an abysmal 18% approval. 18%. Interestingly, that's the same number as those who want to actually increase immigration. 18%. It don't get a whole lot lower than that. What we're actually witnessing here with these mass deportation operations isn't new. It's part of a historical pattern that political scientists call demographic correction cycles. Demographic correction cycles. So when nations face rapid demographic changes that threaten social cohesion along with economic instability, they often respond with large-scale removal operations to restore a sense of cultural and economic normalcy. I mean, we saw this with the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. We saw it with the Operation Wetback in 1954. America, as have all nations, periodically engages in mass deportation efforts during times of economic stress and perceived cultural threat. And that's the pattern. These cycles typically occur in, they'll have a threefold frames of reference that sort of come together. First and foremost, you get economic anxiety peaking as when American workers rightly fear job competition and the driving down of their wages through a mass influx of migration, as just as well as a sense of exploitation by migrants living off the dole. Secondly, you have cultural identity threatened, and that's where sudden and rapid demographic changes end up creating a mass backlash. We actually saw that back in 2016 when Trump crushed Hillary. Counties, particularly in Appalachia and the Midwest, places like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, counties that had experienced the most cultural disruption due to migration, those counties were most likely to vote for Trump. It was literally the exact opposite of what the liberal globalist elite thought would happen. They thought if you inundated these counties and regions with mass migration, that would turn those regions blue. But ironically, the exact opposite happened. Wherever migration populations flooded a region, that region ironically turned more to the right as they saw their culture, customs, and traditions, particularly their language, threatened. So mass deportations occur whenever economic anxiety peaks, whenever cultural identity feels threatened. And then thirdly, when the political opportunity emerges. So you actually have to have leaders capitalizing on public frustration, willing to act. And there's a fourth one. You have to have an infrastructure capacity has to exist. So the government has to have the tools to act and act effectively. And what we're seeing, particularly with these mass raids, is all four of those conditions aligning perfectly in the era of the Trump administration. That TikToker wanted to be famous. He wanted to show the world how easy he had it. Well, he succeeded. He showed 300 million Americans exactly why our immigration enforcement needs to be ruthless and efficient. He thought he was flexing his EBT card. In reality, he was handing the Trump administration the most powerful campaign ad they could have ever dreamed of. The party is over. The bill has arrived. And for the first time in a long time, the American taxpayer isn't the one paying it. If today's message resonated with you, you'll love Turley Walks, my free preview of the Courageous Patriot Club. More stories, more perspective, more community focused on faith, family, and freedom. And it's absolutely free. Go to turley.pub/turleywalks.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.